Special Davis County Commission meeting, April 10th, 2014.
Survived last night?
The hungry candidates, or hungry candidates.
Okay, we'd like to welcome you to a special commission meeting. Today is April 10th, 2014. It's 4:45 p.m. And we noticed a special meeting yesterday, 24 hours ago, regarding a deferral of tax, property tax, some business that needed to be taken care of soon. And as we've opened this meeting, I'm going to defer to Commissioner Petroff, who actually has been working on this, and we can get an explanation and what we need to do as far as the business of this meeting goes. Commissioner Petroff?
Thanks. The parcel that we have on our, that was applied for, is 08-069-0016. I'm not sure if that's the only parcel or if there, is that the only one?
Yeah.
Okay. And the situation is this, that the folks owe about $234,000 in back taxes. Do you remember, is that the right number? Right. Approximately that amount. Could be a few thousand dollars one way or the other. And at first, you know, we did not see a significant hardship here, that we didn't see any reason that we should take this off of the tax sale. The tax sale information is coming forth. And maybe I might just take a minute here and say that the reason we've asked for this special meeting was that we had not received a, we're kind of aware of this situation, but had not received a formal request to defer these taxes until Tuesday, I believe it was. And it was Tuesday or Wednesday, and so all the tax sale information is going to be going out tomorrow afternoon, and our department needs time to get that out there. So if we were going to make a decision one way or the other with this, we needed to do it right away so that they could get it on their information. The situation, this is a piece of property that encompasses about 292 acres and has significant improvements on it in one area, and then other areas it's really not developable. But the real problem with this piece of property is it sits in the middle of the proposed West Davis corridor. At least the alignment has not necessarily been approved, but that it looks like will be at least one of the very definite options. Because of that, after talking with our attorneys and so forth, I kind of felt that it does actually sound fair to defer this, because they really can't sell the property. They can't really do anything with the property because of that need for the corridor. I think it'd be very unlikely that anybody would be willing to buy that, not knowing where that corridor might go through that property. It could go east or west any number of yards from the proposed corridor, depending on how things line up on the north and south of it. And so we felt like deferring this would give them at least a year time, and hopefully the record of decision will come out and we'll know where that corridor will go, and then they might have a better opportunity to sell it. So this deferral is really just to defer it for a year. It's not to abate anything. The total amount of taxes would still be due, the amount that's due currently plus the next year that's in addition to that. So it's going to be approaching close to $300,000 when it's all said and done. Any penalties and interest and all of that is all still, we're not trying to do anything with any of those things. So I just kept thinking, I think this is a reasonable thing to do for these folks. I'm sure that it's obviously, the property is very valuable, and through some hardships or maybe mistakes they've made, I don't know anything about that, but they can't afford to pay it right now, and I'd hate to see them lose that assessed value of that property because of a tax sale. So,
well, and I think the added piece would be the pending decision about the corridor, because nothing can happen to a piece of property in that kind of a situation until that is determined. Neil, you've been working on this, I think through Mike or Michael Kendall. Any comments? Any additions?
Particularly pertaining to the ability and what our authority is or is not in these types of matters?
Well, the authority is, as the county legislative body, you have the statutory authority to make an adjustment or, in this case, a deferral of taxes when you feel it's in the best human interest and the interest of the state and the county, or when those human interests are served. I think what Commissioner Petroff was the issue he was raising was the fact that this property is kind of under the cloud of the West Davis corridor, and you know, the issue is, do we defer it to an extra, I guess, tax sale season through November 30th of 2014, so that hopefully that record decision can be issued, there can be some clarity on that West Davis corridor decision.
So if there was a deferral of a year, that would take us through April of next year, but the November 30th date is...
Yeah, and Mike could talk to this, but I think what you could do, you'd have the authority to defer it through November 30th of 2014. That way, assuming the record decision comes out between now and that time, then they would, if they didn't come out, I guess you could entertain another request to defer, but that would still be tabled to be on the next year's tax sale. And if I'm incorrect on that.
Is that not next spring?
It would be next spring, but as far as the tax notices go, we'd have to kind of close it off by then.
Actual notice of the tax, or I guess is the November 30th date, is that right? And then the sale. Mike, you want to just...
Sure.
No sense in us beating this up. You can probably tell us what we're...
So a couple issues here for the November 30th deadline or consideration. The law authorizes the commission to defer for whatever period of time they determine in their judgment. The November 30th deadline would be the deadline for the taxes for 2014 to be due. There's two real reasons that I think it would be beneficial for the county to not defer it for an entire year from today's date, and that is, one, it would facilitate a potential opportunity of not waiving the option to move forward with the tax sale in 2015. And also, the statute requires a mandatory interest rate during the deferral period that is significantly less than the current 7%. In fact, it's less than 1%. And so this deferral is already a significant benefit to the property owner in terms of having more time to obtain the funds, but it's slightly in the detriment of the county from that purpose, because during this deferral period, and for the longer it's extended out, you're in essence losing more than 6% of interest that the county would otherwise be entitled to. And so from a practical standpoint, that's why I think that date
But then it wouldn't
considered.
Come back up and be addressed again until April of next year, about this time?
Well, the when you say it wouldn't come back up, what do you mean by that?
Well,
that would be dependent upon whether or not there's a record decision, if they've been able to do anything with the property or they paid their tax.
Yeah, and I would think by April of next year we should have the record of decision issued.
We sure hope so.
Yeah, we are really...
You never know with as we've seen how many times it's already been delayed, but
that would be a time when it would come back up, and we would then, as the tax sale process begins and is happening right now.
We start the tax sale in January.
Yeah.
And we, by law, we have to have lien holders and owners notified by March 15th.
Okay.
So if you want it to be a part of your tax sale, because we're only giving in that year, you have to at least give us that time for us to work that.
But maybe as Mike says, it's better to move it through November, because we don't know.
Right.
And there, like you're talking about an interest rate that is right. Critical as well.
Yeah, whether it's November 30th, December 31st, whatever's in the best judgment of the commission is fine. There is that issue in connection with the interest rate, but I think the way one hope is that during this interim of deferment, that record decision will come out, and there may be a period of time for the, for those taxes to be paid. There always could be, after the deferment lapses, the period of time that it's lapsed, there always could be an additional application filed by the property owner to request an additional deferment that would be similar, but unlike this meeting, it could just be taken care of in a normal course, a Tuesday meeting. And that could always be addressed at any time prior to the sale. But those two issues, meaning the deferment period and the interest rate, I think are the key issues.
The other thing you would be doing is you'd be clearly notifying the property owners that it's on next year's tax sale. So maybe you need to make preparations in the event that the record decision does not come out. And they have between now and next March to gather the money or, you know, figure out a way to decide whether they want to allow it to go to tax sale or if they want to get those taxes paid.
I have a question for, we have the tax administration department represented here. Are there pieces of information that go along with this that we should have besides what we've, the little discussion we've had here and the information that we have? Are you getting this, Janet, from a distance?
I'm not.
Okay, you know, just for, yeah, can you come up to the mic, just so we have it on record?
I don't know that what I'm saying is pertinent, but the other issue is my understanding is, haven't they, they've moved, the folks that actually own it have moved their operation to Texas, and the property is essentially vacant, is my understanding.
I don't know. I'm sure that could be true. But
I know our correspondence has been with the son of the owner.
Microphone, please.
Pardon me? Oh, yeah. The son of the owner, Spencer Plummer, is here locally, and he's the one that's really been representing his parents in this process. My understanding is that he does not live on the property and that it is vacant. I don't know if that's pertinent information.
Okay. Thank you.
I would make a motion that we approve the deferral of this property until November 30th of 2014.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Excuse me, deferral of the taxes.
Wait a minute. Does an input tax in this year or not due until December 1st? And I don't know if that makes any...
You say that a little bit louder.
Taxes are not due until December 1st because the 30th happens to Sunday.
Oh,
so
I just changed my motion to the proper date of December 1st then. Thanks for catching that, Diane.
I'll second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of the work that's gone into this. Thank you.
And you guys go ahead and take the rest of the day off. About 30 seconds to get